The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's the reality TV happy hour with Jordan Parhar. Because you can't spell Parhar without R-H-A-P.
R-H-A-P.
Reality TV happy hour. Reality TV happy hour.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Reality TV Happy Hour. My name is Jordan Parhar, and today we are live talking about Big Brother Canada 5. We've just seen the premiere. Oh my goodness, so much to talk about and get into. And I am here at a premiere party with some friends. They might show up. We'll see what goes on. It could be very interesting. But before those people show up, let's talk about who's here on this panel tonight. First is a man who I just learned likes to be called Big Al. It's Alex Kidwell. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex, how are you?
Once again, Jordan just starts making things up. I've literally never said that in my life. But
you
all
said
right,
it 5 minutes ago when you were six.
Oh, man. Alex, on the denial already.
I said that I knew people. Yeah, people called me Al when I was six. Big Al is an invention of your own design, my friend. And that's just how you that's how you do. That's why you don't get invited back for Big Brother Canada, Jordan.
Oh,
you're really twisting all the words. They knew you'd probably do too well.
Yeah, no, probably no.
Turned into a compliment after all.
It did, actually. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
You never know where I'm going, do you?
Next on the panel is a man who hopes that Alec Beal will randomly show up on this podcast shirtless. It's Brent Welgemont, ladies and gentlemen. Brent, how are you?
I'm doing great. And yes, I was trying to get him to take his shirt off before this podcast started. And I'm so excited tonight because JP is drinking and I might get lucky. Just saying.
You might, Brent. You just might, man. I was feeling good watching that episode. I was like, man, you know, maybe me and Brent Walkman, it could happen. You never know. Next on the panel, I love the face she just made at me because I don't think she's too impressed. It's Melissa Denny, ladies and gentlemen. Melissa, how are you?
I am very good. I didn't think I could be any more excited for BB Can, but then the second the theme started playing, I had the stupidest grin all over my face, and I didn't even realize it until I was like, wait a second, what's my face doing? But I'm very excited to be talking about it.
So good. So good, Melissa. So good. I'm so pumped about it, too. And I know this man is very pumped, even though he's wearing all black, as if some bad people just won the game. Maybe this is a premonition because he is a robot after all. It's Taryn Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen. Taryn, how are you?
Well, I actually come from the future. So I guess one of these house guests are going to be sent my way. I guess that's the twist. That's what's happening.
Oh, no, Taryn, we don't want that. That's not good.
They don't want to be with me. It's not a good future.
No. We do not want that. All right, guys, let's get into this Big Brother Canada 5. We are live on robinswebsite.com. Apologies for the delay. We had some technical difficulties. But just to let you guys know, I am going to bounce out after about 30 minutes. I have had some drinks. I'm at this party. Things are probably going to go haywire on my end. I'm not at my house. I'm at Sarah Miller from BB Cantu's house. I'm in her basement right now. So if you lose me halfway through, that's what happened. So I just want to apologize ahead of time. But we're going to talk. We don't have a ton to break down. So we're going to talk about the episode a little bit, what we saw. And then the LFC are going to break down your questions in the second half of this podcast. Just to let you guys know, we've got the chat room going on robinswebsite.com. I think there's a little bit of an issue with that. So if you want to go to chatwing.com/happyhour, hang out with some people there. Yeah, the BB president is saying in the chat that it's not showing up on the website. So if you're watching this live and on YouTube, go to chatwing.com/happyhour. We will be monitoring that chat throughout the show. Also, guys, this is a live show. We're taking your questions. If you want to get those in, you can send them to us. Tweet them to Alex Kidwell. He's at Alex Kidwell. Use hashtag #happyhour, and we will get into those questions later on in the show. Oh my gosh, we got our first guest, guys, of the podcast is here. Come on in. She's from Big Brother Canada 3. Give it up for Willow McDonald, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Willow, how's it going? Okay, Willow, grab, Willow, grab this, so you can hear. And then maybe you want to sit on my lap.
Okay.
Yeah, you can sit on my lap, Willow. Okay. I don't know if this is gonna hurt the mic. Yeah, the mic's under your foot.
Oh, you just muted yourself.
JP, girl, bye.
Oh man, the drinks are already killing the podcast.
She just sat on the mic and.
Well, I feel like this is the podcast of like humble brags, because JP is like, yeah, I'm at a premiere party.
I'm with all my Big
Brother Canada friends. Yeah, you need to unmute yourself, Jordan.
This is a little bit like Jordan's own Christmas special. He's just got people popping in.
Special guests throughout the night.
This is cool.
We still got nothing from Jordan.
Jordan, say something.
You're unmuted, but you're still no audio on that.
Something happened with your wire.
Perhaps
there.
It's unplugged. Yeah.
So check that out. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about some shit.
You're just getting started. Yeah, yeah. Broad strokes. You know, this episode, we started out nothing yet. We've got a space theme. We've got some returning players. So, Brent, what are your thoughts? Broad strokes here.
I continually reminded of the fact that BB Can puts BBUS to shame when it comes to the freaking house, man. That house, I haven't really watched anything online. I know it's out there, but I kind of like to just experience the show from the TV point of view. And that house is just amazing. I mean, all of the themes that go into it. All of the, you know, like I tweeted, the things about the space-time continuum and sending people into the future that you can do. It's just, it's so well thought out. They always bring it, and they brought it again this year.
Watch this.
Okay. Can you guys hear us now?
Yeah. We can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We're back. Oh, so we got Willow. We've got Alec Beal, and Rochelle.
Wow.
The best person that's ever played Big Brother Canada. I'm fucking pissed off. Right now.
Whoa.
Why is Rochelle pissed? I feel like Rochelle, this is breaking news.
Why are you upset? This is also, too, this is a family podcast. No swearing, please.
I'm actually a psychologist, but I'm very mad that I was not invited back on this season, because I was known as the most enthusiastic, the most dramatic, and the biggest character of BB Can 2. So I don't know what they were thinking.
I don't know what show... I would definitely be the most enthusiastic, entertaining, maybe not, but that's okay, Rochelle.
The most emotional.
Yes. Alec Beal, what were your thoughts on this episode?
I want to get the panel's opinion, because I'm hugely Team Netta, obviously. Should I be telling people to vote for Netta? Because I did. And knowing Netta, I know she would go home and die if she got voted out before jury.
Right.
So
they want to know the answer.
Yes. So there's a trade-off between letting her skate the jury and possibly taking a hit in the final two, being you skated a jury, we can't vote for you, versus she's got the hugest target on her back going in there. You know, she's already got a massive target. So she needs a couple weeks in there to get her claws in, get some control over people. And that's kind of what I'm thinking. But I don't know. I'm conflicted. I'd want her to do well, but I don't know if I should tell people to vote or not.
Let's talk about this here. So Taryn, I want to throw this to you. So we've got this twist. Hey, can you get Greg Rowe? Thank you.
I'm leaving. Bye. I know you miss me.
Bye, Rochelle. Okay. So Taryn, I want to throw this to you. So yeah, let's talk about this twist. I think that's the biggest thing. This episode was mainly focused on the bios of these people. We already, you know, if you listen to this podcast, you already kind of get a feel for these players already. So the biggest thing is, okay, one, Karen wins HOH. Cindy, again, beats out in the endurance competition. Two, there's this twist where one of the house guests is going to get a pass to the future. They're going to go to jury. They're going to make it all the way to the jury, but they're not going to be able to play in between. We also don't know what's going to happen, if they're going to get sent to sequester while this is happening, or if they're going to just hang out in the house, kind of like Danielle during Big Brother 13, and get that when she had that golden key. So Taryn, I want to ask you, is this a good thing? Do we want to vote for our favorites here? Do we want to try to help them out? Or is this a bad thing, this twist where we are potentially voting for someone to skip all the way to jury?
It definitely could be a bad thing. The probably the closest thing we've seen to this was Big Brother 13 with the golden key. But that didn't really play out. Danny didn't go to the final two, so we didn't really know how that would have affected her. Closest to that is maybe Dan Gieseling in season 14. We saw right from the get-go, people were very bitter about the fact that he was a coach, he was a returning player, he was a returning winner, and he got a couple weeks off. So we could definitely see some resentment. However, this is Netta we're talking about. She is known as the greatest player probably on Big Brother Canada. And I think that she still has plenty of time, especially if it's a big jury, to work her way into the fact that, like, hey, yeah, I do deserve some money. She'll probably even say, look, nobody's going to vote for me in the final two after this. This is bullshit. Yeah. I can't believe this happened. Like, this is total nonsense. I can't believe they did this to me. And people will be like, wow, yeah, she's not as threatening anymore. No, who's going to vote for Netta in the final two? And then hopefully, yeah, if she does get there, she can be like, no, that was my strategy. You saw what I did. I played my way to get here.
I love this guy. That's exactly right. And that's what we'll say too.
We love
I'm waiting for the counter. Okay. All right. Thank you. I don't want to hear the counterpoint. All right.
That's why he makes the big dollars, Taryn Armstrong.
Yes, that's right. So we've got Willow here. We got Mumsy here too.
Mumsy, hi.
You want to say hi?
Hey,
to
Sarah.
Yeah, actually, I have some. I'll talk to them later. But
okay.
I want to clarify some things that I heard them say about my game on a last podcast.
Oh well, don't. Well,
okay. Another time.
Brent's leaving.
Call him out. No, we don't want to do this another time. Let's call Brent out.
I know, I love Brent too, but he's so mean sometimes.
I'm a little mean. I can be a little shady.
You're so truthful. I love it.
Okay, well, I want to get your take on this.
Okay.
What do you think about this twist? Do you like this twist? Is this a good twist or is this a bad twist?
You said something about they're not going to be able to play in the middle.
Yeah, no. So it looks like this in the chat. Looks like on the chat, it sounds like they are going to be able to, they are going to play in the competitions, it sounds like. LFC, can you fill me out on that?
Yeah, they know.
I don't know.
Yes,
they can.
Melissa,
they are
so elaborate.
For HOH.
Yeah, okay. According to the rules, they can play in veto and HOH.
So they can play in veto and HOH. So do we know this is on the website? We see this?
Somebody saw it on the website in the rules.
Okay.
Okay.
So now, Willow, how do you feel about
confirmation.
That?
I feel like I need more confirmation. Well, I mean, it's on the website. It's
but do you like this twist? Do you think this is a good twist or a bad twist?
As a fan to watch and somebody who's rooting for the Vets and likes that, like, yeah, obviously, like, that's something that I like as a player. No, not at all. Like, yeah. And as a newbie or somebody who was voting for a newbie or even, like, cheering on a newbie, like, no, this is horrible. And this is, like, we've said this 1,000 times. Stop putting in big twists to ruin people's like games or like right. We've talked about these like these huge crazy twists or these like just
Canada's HOH.
Yeah, or like like all these crazy ones, like coup d'etats and stuff. Like stop throwing those in there, and they just keep giving us bigger ones. So no, I honestly don't like it. I don't think it's a good thing. I really really don't. Because even if like they were saying, we all love Netta. We know she's great. Even if Netta wins, people will never be like, well, remember when she got 5 weeks? They won't. Mm-hmm. It's just like no one's gonna have a happy win almost. Yeah. Like no one's gonna be.
My take on that is though, it's not a twist that's ruining someone's game though, with respect. No. It's something that's helpful to the Vets, and not that they need any more help at this
point.
But Netta might, considering the reactions of those people. I was actually kind of stunned that they reacted as vehemently as they did. Like I figured most of them would be like, oh yeah, I remember her, but they really remember her. Mm-hmm. So she might really need this twist, actually.
I think so.
But that's the point. Is Netta going to want to win because she got carried to jury? Like, is that how she wants her epic redemption?
But she can still play in comp, so she can win.
I think she'd be happy with the title.
I agree. Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like that title.
A win's a win.
Netta is anything like me, she doesn't want to win that way. I feel like she wants to win it.
I feel like it's between her winning that way, maybe, or getting out super early. Like, I don't think she'd want to get out next.
She was faced with that choice. Like, if she's on the block right now and about to be evicted tomorrow night, then she definitely wants this. But we don't know if that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Nope. So then the question is, who do we endorse for this twist? Or do we endorse anyone? That's the question, right? I feel like
we tell BB Can to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I'm with that. Remove.
I tweet, like, we should send the BB Can 5 producers to the future. And
nobody vote.
3-5 weeks of no twists.
Come on, you guys. It's between Netta and Cass. I mean, that's the long and short of it.
You don't think Kevin's in there?
Gary's in there. I mean, I guess Gary, but I mean, considering they gave him his own. I still maintain what I said before. I don't think Gary's that popular. I really don't. And I don't think he's going to win over Netta in a popularity vote.
I have two Canadians on this podcast. Is Gary popular, guys?
Yep.
Honestly, when I saw his little bio and reminded me of his season, I really felt all. Remember, I said that I was like, this was my favorite moment of season one was his speech at the end. I just don't know that he's as relevant as he used to be. But I do think he was a popular player from that season
casual,
for sure.
Casual fans, like you said.
I think that's fair. Sure. I think coming out of the first season, I was like, he's the next Justin Bieber. Like, I thought he was going to be huge. This guy's blowing up. Like, he was that speech where they played again, where he's just like, you know, that that's so touching and so real for so many people. And I just thought, like, I remember that moment where I'm like, oh, this guy is going to just like transcend reality TV. But yeah, surprising, I think, in some respects that maybe he has not pushed through that glass ceiling, so to speak.
There is an addendum to the rules that I need to specify. Whoever's going to be evicted tomorrow night is not eligible for safety. So if Netta gets this and she's evicted tomorrow night, the next highest vote getter will be the person who's sent to the future.
See, I feel like this twist would be much more shocking, and I think that's what they want to go for, if it was right before the eviction. And like, hypothetically, let's say Ned is on the block. I mean, like, this could save her, right?
Like Suzette, when you're like, she's about to be evicted and like, oh no, you're actually safe. Yeah. Yes.
So the thing I want to ask you guys then is that is interesting is Karen is the new HOH. Cindy beasts out in that competition. Not really a surprise. Every single comp that Cindy was in that was endurance, Cindy either won or she came in second. So Cindy is a very good competition player. We saw that on season 3. Karen's HOH. First, I want to know, Willow, what do you think of Cindy's move to give the HOH to a newbie? Now, Cindy's safe because she gets immunity from this. But what do you think about this? Kind of throwing the vets under the bus a little bit by not taking this one by the reins, because they could have given the HOH to someone else.
Yeah. But I think any vet that was going to win was going to give it to the newbie and then just control it. I think, again, nobody wants to win the first HOH, even if we are in this season. Nobody wants to get blood on their hands that quickly. And I think that Cindy's just thinking, like, it's a smart move. And I commend her on this, but literally it's going to be her HOH, but Karen's name on the dotted line. Like, do you know what I mean? So if it comes back or lashes back on her, it's like, Karen put you up. I didn't do anything, but Cindy 100% will control this HOH. I guarantee you.
Melissa, do you agree with that sentiment?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, they it was a team effort. You know that Cindy's going to play that up. And I think that it definitely will be, you know, Cindy controlling it and Karen trying to, you know, align herself and get herself in with people. I mean, she thought she was first out and then she wins HOH. So I think that it's and ruffles Cindy's feathers or any of the vets' feathers at this point.
So I want to ask this question to you, Taryn. Who do you think Karen is going to nominate here with this HOH?
Well, based on everything we saw pregame, I feel like Karen is not going to listen to Cindy. I feel like Karen is going to have her own agenda. She seems like a very like driven and determined person, and she's way older than all these people. I feel like she's not a Kathy. She is more of a Kale, I think.
Yeah,
and
Kale 2.0.
Yeah, and so I feel like, you know, she talked a lot about, I'm going to go for the big targets, and she really wanted this HOH. I can only imagine that's because she wants to go for a big target. I'm kind of worried for someone like Kevin. I'm kind of worried for Netta. I feel like those are the big names. Those are the big targets that could easily be the people that she's going after.
I'm going to dissent from that opinion. We're looking at her when all of these vets came into the house. She was the one who was the most excited to see all of them. She knew all of their names. She predicted some of the people that would be walking into the house. So I have to think, like, I think what I said before is that she's the Shelley Moore. She's going to work with the vets and know that that's her ticket to the jury.
Yeah, so we're going Chop Shop 2.0 Big Brother Season 5. Okay, peep this. Bruno, Dylan, Jackie, Emily, and the ginger fucking ninja from the 604. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. I'm going on the show.
All right. See you later, G. Good luck.
A wild ginger ninja appeared.
Wow. A wild ginger ninja has appeared. Just like, you know, Willow, Greg randomly showed up on a podcast that it was John and Arlie like 2 summers ago. It was pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah, but here we go. There's ginger ninja.
By the way, I want to say something really quickly. I don't know if you guys know this, but apparently Hamster Watch tweeted that right after the competition, Netta was taken out of the house and had to go to the hospital because she didn't land on the mat. So I'm worried. I don't think that would really hurt her, but, and I don't know how long she was gone, and apparently she's fine now. But if she was out of the house during that period about where we were deciding who the nominees are going to be, I can see them, you know, especially if she's not there to fight back, to throw her up there even as a pawn, and she quickly becomes the target.
The first night is so crucial. Like the first day, like that's when everything is like your bonds are making, like your first impressions are making and stuff. And yeah, if they had her out there for at least 4 or 5 hours, that's crucial time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead, Alex.
I think it's pretty unfortunate, actually, for a lot of the other vets that Cindy ended up being the one who won there, because I think some of the other vets would be more inclined to recognize the need to just get ahead in the numbers game, even though obviously it's not going to break down. You know, the whole season's not going to be veterans versus new players. But I mean, just the fact that some of those people are going to be targeted right away, I think. Cindy is obviously more inclined to protect herself now and worry about later. But I think there were some other people who probably would have seen it differently.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's going to be fascinating. I probably think we should sign off on our end here before we leave.
Get out here?
Yeah, because you got here. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just saying it's crazy. So
good job. He has a way with the ladies.
Great social game as always.
I really do have a great social game. I do want to ask one question. This one is from our good pal, Brendan Villegas from Big Brother 12. Brendan asks, if only one alliance survives Big Brother Canada 5, can it be the one preventing Alex Kidwell getting punched in the face? Alex, what is your take on that? Will Chop Shop 2.0 protect you from getting punched in the face?
We can only hope, Jordan. We can only hope.
We can
he clearly
only
needs
hope.
It.
He does need it, because did you know Alex was punched in the face multiple times?
I just actually listened to your guys' draft on the drive here, and I was like, what? Like, it was a twist. Like, I'm waiting for the thing. Or like, what happened?
It's been many
years. Slowly unveiling it in the podcast. We're like cereal in that sense.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that a good point?
Yeah, it's so good.
I'm older and wiser than I once was, I think.
Yes, absolutely. All right, before we move forward, we're just going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Okay, so Alex is going to take a selfie of us while we do this. We're going to go. You guys.
Oh, update. Royal Kantar from Netta's account tweeted, go vote for Netta. So everyone should go vote for Netta if you're Netta.
There you go.
Okay, so there we go. Netta, so. We're going to head out. Ginger Ninja 604, peace out to all of you. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And apologies for this gong show we've created on our end. You guys have a great night, and we will see you tomorrow. Take care. Peace out.
Bye, JP.
See ya.
We'll have Willow, though.
Messiest podcast ever.
I mean, it was crazy, but it was also kind of fun.
It was very
fun. He should have let Willow just take over.
I think it breaks a record for the most guests we've ever had on a Big Brother show. Right.
It's a premiere night. You know, it's a party. Like, everyone's here for it. I mean,
can we just swap JP out for Willow? Is that allowed?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
No, he was great on BB on Global TV earlier today. So he represents, and he had the rap shirt on.
I haven't watched it yet. Don't spoil me on his performance.
They called him Jason.
Yeah, I did see that clip. That was fun.
I do have a question. Do you guys really think that they're going to target a vet? Do you think Karen will target a vet? Because I don't think she will. I think she's Shelly from BB 13. Taryn, you're nodding.
Yeah, I think it could go either way. I think basically, I don't think that Cindy's going to control Karen. I feel like Karen is going to want a real Cindy in. You know what I mean? I feel like Karen's going to feel like Cindy is a malleable vet. Maybe I can use Cindy to get in with the other vets. The problem is, if Cindy is on the outs with people like Ika and Netta, like it was implied that she might be, considering Ika's reaction to her when she came
what
in.
What was that? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm hearing things that maybe she's not the most popular with the former house guests.
Right. Yeah, I think it's safe to say, I mean, now that the season started, and especially now that Jordan's gone, I think it's safe to say that I've had some conversations with Jordan where I do get, you know, and it's certainly other people that have, in texting with Jordan, like, I didn't know that, like, apparently Cindy and Dallas know each other and aren't, like, super fond of each other. But, like, that's the kind of thing we couldn't know. Like, Ika and Cindy, I think there's probably a little something there as well, from what I understand. So, yeah I mean, it's, you know, it's something you can't know going in, that, like, these people have, of course, met each other at these various functions, at the Give Kids the Worlds and the reality rallies and all those things. And, of course, I mean, you end up in these situations where they either want to work with each other, like Gary told Cindy, and kind of obviously. I don't know if anyone heard that. I thought
maybe that was a little loud.
Did Dimitri turn his head, or was that just me? Where he's like, I thought maybe Dimitri heard that. Anyways,
I mean, no,
go ahead.
I think knowing Cindy's like history, I think that she would absolutely be the type to go against the vets and be like, I'm going to join forces with the newbies. Like, let's all get together. Let's go against them. They're the threats. I'm not. I was out really early. Like, I could absolutely see Cindy turning on everyone and thinking, like, this is the big move and I'm doing it now, because she's like that.
Yeah, I think whatever Karen does, it's going to be something that she considers to be bold. We saw how aggressive she was in that HOH competition. She talked about wanting to target big targets. I feel like she's going to, I think it probably goes in one of two ways. It's either the big name vets, or maybe it's one of the big bros. You know what I mean? Maybe it's Dylan or Dimitri or something like that, where she feels like, yeah, this is a properly aggressive and bold move, and it's going to cement my place as, you know, a big player in this game.
Yeah.
I feel like
definitely concerning if you're, I think Bruno, Kevin, Netta, Cass, those are the four.
Yeah, I was going to say Bruno is the one we hadn't really talked about. And I don't know if, you know, what her connection, Karen, specifically I'm talking about, her connection with Bruno would be. I have to imagine I didn't see anything there, but there may have been something there. I don't know.
Well, they're parents, I guess. And then technically they're the two oldest house guests, even though the difference is 20 years. Bruno's like kind of more in the mix, whereas Karen is the outlier. But if you're Bruno, I think those are the angles you have to try to play. What did you guys think about? And Melissa, let's start with you. The like the deals that got made there, like Dallas trying to, obviously Dallas is very kind of seemingly half-assed, where he's like, we're good, right? Yeah. Okay. And then, but a little more intricate there with Ika and Dre. Do you think, is that something Karen has any intention of honoring? It was more Cindy agreeing to do that. I mean, do you think it's going to come back on anybody here?
I mean, I feel like deals mean nothing now. I don't know. Like because of the past few Big Brother seasons where like none of the deals got held up, I don't trust any of it anymore. And I feel like it's a lot of just talk. Like everyone feels like, well, we don't really have to follow these deals. And everyone's just like, yeah, sure, I'll do what you say. Yeah, sure, you're safe. You're safe. You're good. But no one really makes legit deals. And I don't trust it anymore. I don't think that people are going to follow through.
I agree with you that normally in especially in modern Big Brother, deals aren't going to hold, but I feel like a deal made in week one is one of the rare times where it will hold. Like I don't think Karen wants to immediately show herself to be a bald-faced liar and nominate Ika. And who was the person who was with Ika? Was that Dre?
Dre.
Okay, so Ika and Dre have been told that they're safe, so we'll see if that holds.
Well,
I have to believe it's going to hold.
Week one, there's so many other targets that it's not really that big of a deal if you you could look good by holding it up, but at the same time, not really like change your game because there's so many people that are up for grabs. So,
well, they had that like lingering shot on Ika after Dallas dropped saying like, will you guys keep me safe? Where she looked like, yeah, right. But I couldn't tell if that was just like, if that was intentional or if that was just Ika, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I didn't actually see, did Cindy and or Karen ever give any kind of confirmation to Dallas, or was it only Ika that he was talking to?
I'm pretty sure Cindy and Karen did as well.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, I could definitely say, I mean, I think the Ika and Dre one, that was more to me like something that gets honored, but I could see a situation where, you know, if they put up two targets, Karen puts up two targets and then one comes down, maybe Dallas is still an option as the third one. I could see that. Right.
Is anyone really going to target Dallas? Is anyone really concerned about Dallas?
He's not a big target and he's not somebody you fear, so I feel like I feel like he's good.
I don't think it would be worth it to break the deal at this point with them because they're not huge targets. It's not essential that they get them out right now, week one.
I guess I'm thinking if you're following the like the Brian Heidick logic, if you want to be in a majority no matter how it might break down, then, you know, it probably makes sense for Karen to target a veteran male. And, you know, say she put up Kevin and Bruno and won one veto, then I was thinking maybe Dallas would be an option. But Taryn, do you disagree? What are we going to say?
I feel like there are bigger fish to fry. Like maybe Bruno, because maybe he's already getting in with the guys and that's already looking threatening. Maybe Dallas is a total dummy right now and he's being super aggressive and thinking that, yeah, I'm safe because I made a deal, so I'm going to team up with all the bros.
Dally boy.
Yeah,
take
who knows?
Your shirt off.
I was really curious about like Netta talking to Bruno when Bruno comes in. She's like, you were on season three, right?
Yes. What was that?
Was she playing dumb or was she like, I was thinking maybe she's concerned about how many people were from season three. And maybe that's something that other people are also concerned about.
I had that in my notes. Yeah. Brent, what was your take on that?
I mean, it was odd. It was awkward. Like, I couldn't tell. I mean, I'm like, Netta knows the show, and I have to believe she knows who the hell Bruno is. But it just seemed very like, are you expecting us to buy that you don't know who he is? Like, that was my reaction to Netta trying to say, like, for your season three, right? Season three, right? All right. I don't know. Maybe she's, I'm not sure what she was doing there. Melissa, what you got?
I mean, I didn't think about it. I mean, at the time, I didn't realize what she was doing. I was kind of like, okay,
it's definitely like an aside thing. Yeah.
It was just kind of weird. But I mean, thinking on it, if it is the, I mean, knowing Netta, it's totally the fact that there are so many like season three people are trying to point out like, oh, well, I'm a season two person and there's barely any season two people here. Like, I'm nothing. I don't know these people. And maybe trying to point out that she's not really good friends with the vets and isn't super close with them. Maybe she's going to try and show that she's by herself. I don't really know. But I mean, Netta is so smart and she knows the show. She follows it. She, you know, so I don't think it was real, or at least I hope it wasn't.
Yeah, it did give me a little bit of that Steve Buscemi in elementary school vibe. Taryn, what were you going to say?
Well, like Luna in the chat is saying, she thinks she was playing dumb and pointing out to people how many people from Big Brother Canada 3 there were. And I think that's probably possible. Right. I think, you know, like I'm not knowledgeable enough to point this out, but are you from season 3? Because, wow, man, season 3. It really did give me the kind of like Dr. Will, like, wow, look at all the season 6 people vibe. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, so totally. Hopefully that's what she's thinking and she's already working this.
Don't you guys think, I just want to ask really quickly because we already touched on it. Don't you think that they misplayed this twist? I'm talking about the producers, because like if Netta or Kevin or even Gary, I suppose, is on the block tomorrow night getting ready to go home, and there's a twist out there that's going to keep somebody safe till jury, but oh my God, they're not eligible for it. That just feels like a total letdown to me. I mean, I'd be pissed if I was them, and I'd be really pissed if I was a Canadian viewer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree. Fair.
Although my timeline does seem to be erupting in a cacophony of, voting and campaigning. So it's Big Brother over the top all over again. Here we go, guys.
Yeah. I'm literally preparing a poll as we speak.
I was going to say, we need Taryn's poll.
You can take the polls away from Taryn, but you can't take Taryn away from the poll.
I have to believe this is Netta and Cass. I don't care about Gary.
Yeah, people in the chat, tell me who the four options should be. I've got Netta and Gary right now.
Well, I've seen a couple people tweeting the Kevin support. I think Cass is the front.
Do we think Kevin has enough? Kevin, do we really think that Kevin or Cass have enough steam?
I think Cass does. I've seen a lot of
Cass. Yes, Kevin. Hell no. I'm sorry.
Well, just,
yeah. I mean,
the poll's gonna have four options, right?
Well, the poll can have it, but he ain't gonna win.
I do. I feel like Kevin got one of the biggest applauses in the studio, though.
It's true.
I felt like I kept seeing the applauses, and I kept thinking that they were getting bigger and bigger. But then I was like, oh, maybe I'm just like seeing something. But I kept being like, wow, that one was bigger than the last. Wow, that applause was way bigger than the last. But I think they were all just the same. And maybe I was trying to read something into it. I don't know.
I'm curious about who each of us is endorsing. I'm clearly endorsing Netta. Alex, are you going to endorse your boy, Kevin? Or am I reading you right?
I'm going to remain neutral on this one. I'm not going to.
Oh, my God. The neutral box again.
Alex is the true fancy Fencerton.
That's happening.
Right.
Especially now that I took Jordan's spot and I get to pretend that I don't have an opinion on things.
All right. All right. Alyssa, who are you endorsing for this mega twist?
It's so tough because the second it was announced, I was like, oh, Netta, for sure, Netta. And then I just kept thinking about it and I was like, I don't want to hurt her game. But at the same time, I don't want to make it so she doesn't even get past like week two. I want her to get far, and yeah, maybe it diminishes her game a little, but oh well, at least she's past the jury.
Thank you. I feel like everyone's overthinking this. Like all of the stuff that Alec and Jordan were talking about at the beginning, I feel like everyone's overthinking this. Like, I mean, like, come on, if Netta could astral project to the outside where we are right now and tell us what the hell to do, she'd say, vote for me, please. Like that's exactly what she would do.
I mean, it's more to me, I'd much prefer to see Netta as much as I can and see her game and get to, you know, watch her on the feeds and have her not win than to have her get out second or get out first. Or, you know, I mean, I guess it wouldn't matter with her getting out first, but I just want to see her play. And if that means us giving her a free pass, fine.
Taryn,
you can always figure out the next part later. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to right now, I think Netta's the kind of player that, you know, if she's not out early, then she's a long-term threat, because I mean, we've seen it before. She's someone that, you know, she's not going to necessarily be forgotten about this time, but it's very plausible that if she's in trouble early, that she then becomes in a minority position where then if people flip on a big group alliance, they need her as a number.
Right.
Did they say when they were going to announce this?
Well, it's only 24 hours to vote, so I have to announce it very quickly.
Tomorrow, after live eviction, maybe feeds go up.
Or? After they evict somebody, maybe going into the next HOH competition, they might announce it. It's possible. I don't know. Taryn, you're such a purist of the BB game. I'm curious about if you endorse anybody for this twist.
Yeah, it's so tough because on one hand, it does come with inherent disadvantages for Netta. It's something that I don't want to see Netta not play the game for half the game. I want to see Netta try to struggle to get out of whatever, jam she's in. I would love to see that. But on the other hand, I don't want to be stuck with somebody like Gary for half the season for no reason.
Thank
you. You know what I mean? So that would just to just have Gary there and not even having to play the game. Come on. And maybe it's Cass, maybe it's somebody else. I would be fine with Cass, but I do think I think I have to go with Netta. I think she can work around the disadvantage. I think the fact that it's half returning players instead of it was in Big Brother Canada 14, where it was only four returning players. She's not a winner, so she doesn't have that disadvantage going against her either. I think she can still win in the end. So I'm not that concerned about it. And I'm definitely annoyed at the fact that she's not going to have to play the game that hard for half the game. But I still think it's better than the other options, and I would rather see Netta, as Melissa said, than not see Netta. So I think we should go with Netta. I think that's
yay! The consensus.
I think at Big Brother 13, we saw kind of a similar twist with the Golden Keys. And, I think in many ways it kind of hurt Dani Donato in that she ended up getting the Golden Key and then she wasn't playing. So she had all this time where she's just sitting there bored. Right. And she decided to use that time to start working with the newbies and turn on the veterans.
Right.
But with this twist,
exactly,
you're allowed to play in competitions. You're allowed to continue to vote. So I think, Netta maybe is the same kind of profile where she might get bored and get creative and start trying to play games if she had nothing to do in there. But I think it is beneficial that this isn't so isolated. It doesn't completely remove you from the game. I mean, you still have an active role in the decision making of the house.
Yeah. Dani Donato got bored. Let's be real. She just got bored and she wanted to make big moves. It's like she was big moves before Survivor was big moves. So that's what happened there. I don't think that this is going to happen to Netta if she gets this twist, because she is able to play in the vetoes and the HOHs. And I just don't think a player like her is going to make the same mistake that Dani Donato made. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, and I think she's the kind of player that will recognize, I'm safe and I don't have to win any of these competitions. Hell no, I'm not going to win any of these competitions.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and I think that, Netta is definitely someone that, and Cass, I think they're both in similar positions where, some people were already almost lumping them in together, we saw in that episode. And I think, whether it's fair or not, I think they both come in with pretty huge targets into this game. So, yeah, I mean, I think, they're front runners, obviously, with the twist. I think probably Gary and, maybe Kevin, but OK, we can say that that's probably a bit of a long shot. I think everyone else is an unrealistic possibility. Certainly any of the newbies, no chance, right, of winning this thing. There's nobody.
No chance.
Even Dylan with his boxing poll.
Girl, he has 200 followers on Twitter. Come on. Give me a break. Okay. I'm still I'm still wondering how all of those people watching that boxing match, where did they come from? Was that the undercard to something else? I don't know.
So I guess Canadian boxing isn't on the cutting edge of social media the way maybe some other shows.
Preliminary results from the poll are saying Netta with about 50%, Cass and other are splitting it. I'm guessing Kevin and a few other people are a part of that other. Gary way behind, but we know that he potentially has a lot of casual fans on his side. So we'll see if that makes any difference. But it looks like Netta definitely has the online fan base.
In order to vote for this, do you have to sign up? What's the deal in Canada? Do you have to, can you sign up through Facebook? What I'm getting at is, how easy is it for a casual to vote? Can they just go on and click, or do they have to sign in and, be recognized as a profile?
I'm clicking right now.
Imagine it's probably more towards the latter. I do remember, there are certainly ways that you can convince a computer that you're in another country, but I imagine that you're probably going to need to be in Canada for this one.
All right.
Everyone in the chat is saying it's just easy. You go online and vote. You can click multiple times.
I've got a robot and locked in my vote, and I don't have a VPN running. So,
all right. Well, that's a lie because you are a robot. But I mean, that's interesting. All right. So, I mean, I guess you know, it was interesting. I thought also that Netta walked in and said, "Are you guys internationals?" Which is almost like a tip of the cap to all of these preseason rumors we've been hearing about all the various things, so many different ideas about returning players from Australia and all these other things. But ultimately, I guess there is an international flair here because anyone from anywhere can vote for these things now.
I guess so. I wanted to ask really quickly, did you guys get the same vibe that I did when Cass walked in the room? I didn't feel like there was a lot of love for her, even from the vets. Like, I didn't feel like they were feeling Cass. Did anybody else feel that way?
Well, Dallas said, "I'm screwed."
Dallas was definitely not happy. I don't know. It's hard to tell because I think the enthusiasm died down toward the end anyway.
Okay.
But I do think there's definitely, like, who's going to be happy to see Cass given her reputation? You know what I mean? Like, she talked about it in her interviews. I'm known for being a liar, a backstabber. I'm going to backstab. You know, I'm a hard player at this game. You know, even seeing Netta, it's like, at least it's like, whoa, it's Netta. I guess we didn't see as much of that for Cass. I would have guessed that there would have been more of that for Cass, but there wasn't. So definitely interesting to see.
I feel like I didn't see a lot of fanfare for any of the vets' entrances. Like, I feel like there should have been more. I don't know. They walked in and it always just seemed a little awkward. Like, it felt like people were like, "Oh, hi," like, "Oh, so and so," but it wasn't nearly as enthusiastic, unless maybe, you know, BBUS people just scream, even if they don't know who it is.
It's fake, right? No, I feel like we saw some of that with, like, Big Brother 13 and with Big Brother 18, and maybe it was dialed up a little bit from some people who are just bigger characters, but, right, there is this element of, like, all the new people are in there. They're starting to talk. They're starting to meet each other. This is our house. We're getting to play this game. This is a new game with a new house with new people. And then here come these people that we've seen get to do this before, and we don't understand what's happening. And it's one thing when one or two come in, and then even Big Brother 18, where four of them come in, I guess you can deal with that. But yeah, I mean, I remember even after, like, Kevin walked in, after Aika walked in, the first person, she just walks off to do her little dance in the storeroom, by the way, which was fantastic. Very cool. I love when people do that. And Aika knows that because she's a returning player, so that's why she did it. But you know, I think they cut back real quick, and Dylan's making some kind of, like, angry, like, you know, punk rocker face, like, "We're gonna get it," like Adam Pock did in Big Brother 13, where it's like, "We're gonna get these vets out." Like, there is this mentality of us versus them that I think is just
Adam Pock really went after the vets there, girl. Yeah,
so much for that plan.
I love after Netta was like, "Are you guys internationals?" She was like, "Oh, you're new?" And there was just like, there was like a subtle excitement and like grin on her face. Like, "Oh man, this is beautiful for us."
Yeah, right. Like, somebody just asked me to fight a baby to the death for $7,000 or for $100,000 in a new car. Yeah.
I love when Dimitri was like, "Does being in the house for one season make you automatically super good looking?" Right? He's like, "They're beautiful."
They were beautiful. And I call him Dimitri Douche because he's like, people on Twitter, like Christina, they call him the douche canoe, which I never knew was a thing. but he was so bitter the entire time. Every time a new house guest, a new vet walked in, the look on his face was like face crack of the century. I was living for it.
How much information to call Dimitri a douche at this point? Like, how do you have for 5 minutes?
Was Mark with the "I give my number out three times a night"? Like,
yeah, that's pretty douchey.
Alex, Dimitri kissed his bicep, dear.
Yeah, that's pretty bad too.
Yeah, you're right. There you go. Thank you.
It is a tough competition.
I like Dimitri so far. I like him so far. Although, did you hear? It kind of sounded like he pronounced his name Dimitri's, like with an S on the end, which I know that's how it's spelled, but it kind of sounded like he pronounced it that way too. So have we been saying it wrong?
That would be very effective for him.
We couldn't be saying it wrong because we're always right. So
true.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's either way, I think it's, you know.
Okay. What about Jackie though? Because I was in love Jackie.
Good social game.
She was so excited the whole time. Like, she had the best reactions.
Bubbly personality. Yeah, she seems. I liked what I saw from Jackie. Brent?
I feel like she's really going to grate on people.
She's the professional pizza maker, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I was throwing shade at her in the chat room about that. But yeah, you're not a professional pizza maker. You just put the goddamn thing in the oven. That's all you do, okay? But I did like her, though, and I thought that she seemed like a nice enough girl. I don't know if she's going to grate on people or not. The person who I worried about was William. He seemed to be to somebody... I just cannot help thinking about Rael. Every time I look at William, I think of Rael. I'm talking about Raoul, obviously, from last season. He just strikes me as the same kind of person, the same kind of vibe. I know he's French-Canadian, but it still feels like the same thing to me, and I can barely understand him half the time. I can't wait for the feeds when he starts talking fast, and I really can't understand anything.
I don't know. I don't think you're being fair to Jean-Baptiste.
All right.
He was so angry. He was so angry at every single returning player that walked in.
Like, and I thought that
he angry or was he just French? Like, sometimes that's just about it. Like, I don't care. You know, like, if you walk into this house at this point, like, this is just a thing that is happening in my life.
Just angry or just French? That's
well, it does. It does bring the comparison to Raoul again, because Raoul absolutely would have been annoyed if there were returning players coming in, because it would have stolen his spotlight.
Yes.
And maybe that's what he was feeling at the time.
Oh, totally. Yes. And plus, he's gay too. And you know how us gay guys just love that. We like the spotlight. It's all about us. And I totally get that vibe from William. Of course, I would know nothing about that, but you know, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Going back to Jackie. Go ahead. I'm just like, I'm laughing at the three of you. Like, I got nothing from the three of you on that one. Okay, go ahead.
In her little intro video, when she was like, I get along better with guys than with girls, that kind of scares me, because the typical girl who says that is like also the typical girl who's like, I don't like drama, who like loves drama.
Right.
So I feel like she's not going to get along with the girls. And I mean, she says that she doesn't like them because, you know, I don't remember what she said, but she said
the cattiness. That's what she said. She doesn't like the cattiness.
That makes me think she's the catty one. Yeah. And maybe she's the problem. There's a common denominator.
Well, it really
strong observation, Melissa.
It really, again, brought me back to Heather, because I feel like that was exactly what Heather was saying. Mm-hmm. And Heather wasn't necessarily catty, but like, she was the kind of girl that wasn't getting along with the other girls. So we definitely could be seeing that again.
Yeah. Yep. Another Heather.
Heather and her broken foot can go out and see Arissa. What did Ika say? I love when she's like, she can take her broken ass foot and go out and see Arissa right now. Like, I lived for that.
Yeah. Well, oh, also I'm in M's. Or M, she says everyone calls her M.
Oh, yeah.
In her bio or her intro video, she said that her personality was take it or leave it, that, you know, people are either going to love her or hate her. And so I don't know, she might struggle.
That's so cliche. I can't believe they put her on the show. Like, I would be shot if I submitted that in an audition video. Like, I can't believe.
But nope, next.
Right? And she said, what's like 90% of the people take her? I'm like, I'll bet they do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was
right?
Like,
thank you. Yeah, I'm like, that didn't really come out right, girl.
Okay, anything else you guys want to touch on? Should we get in some questions?
Oh, questions, please.
All right. Can I do one more thing?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Sorry, I was just going back to the bios. Cass, remember, okay, she said the exact thing that we were afraid of during our draft, which was that she was going to play the same game as last time. And in her intro video, she literally said, I'm going to play the exact same game as I did last time. It was like, no.
Yeah, I think that Cass has fallen, as Taryn correctly pointed out, probably. Although I still think her game was better than he thinks her game was, and her positioning was better than he thinks her positioning was. Nevertheless, I do think she's drinking her own Kool-Aid a little bit, and she obviously has been told by people like such as us and other places that she was just an amazing player, and amazing is probably too strong of a word. Netta was an amazing player. Cass was a good player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's probably fair. And, you know, I mean, despite it all, I mean, and everything she accomplished in the game, she is right now just 23. So, I mean, it is another thing, right, to remember that, like, oh, she was really good, but she's still very, very young. And she probably would benefit from more years in between a return, like Netta maybe got the opportunity to do. Okay, so here's a question from John Densford. John wants to know, will the queen stay the queen? Hashtag Team Netta. So I think this is a good opportunity for us to lock in early winner picks. What do you guys think about? Should we go ahead and do that?
Sure.
Seems like as good a time as any.
I mean, you know, like I'd be thrilled to be wrong. I would love for Netta to win, but I just think that, you know, there's always going to be a week where she's not going to be safe and she's just going to be a big, fat, juicy target for somebody to get her out of the house. And I just don't see it happening. I'd love for it to. I've said, as I did during the draft, that I'm just feeling it this time. I feel like Cindy with an S is going to be your winner. And I don't know how it's going to happen, but she's going to Rachel Riley herself to the end and gain the respect of the fans along the way and the grudging respect of a jury. And I think she's going to take it. So
that's wow. Yeah. OK. I didn't realize she was your number one pick off the board. I knew you drafted her. But
well, I would have probably drafted other people just because of your I agree with you as you know, as far as not to overthink the chalk pick like Bruno or Netta or something. On the other hand,
brother Canada.
I know. Right. Given the people that were there at the time. And I was thinking about it all the way home when I was driving home from the gym. Still working out. Thank you very much. I just thought that Cindy has it's going to happen. So it's like Nicole Stradamus. It's going to happen, you know?
I just as a brief aside, I posted my poll. The question is, who are you sending to the future? And my my American Ninja Warrior co-host Lita has not seen the episode yet, and she's very confused about what that means.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be the first twist that we get.
Oh no! Kind of, I'm sure there's going to be like a time warp to go back to the beginning of the week, or
yeah, someone will be lost in space, which will be like solitary confinement for 24 hours.
Oh, I'm living for that though. I love shit like this. This is great. Like if you can marry it with the theme, I feel like it goes over really well.
I agree, Melissa. Winner pick? You got one yet?
Ugh,
not much to
it's
go.
It's so
off of.
Hard. Yeah, it's so hard without.
Feel free
seeing
to change
it.
Your mind as the season goes on. I mean, I do it all the time.
I just wish that I could see at least some of the feeds or even just some of the conversations that were going on in the house because we really didn't see anything. It was mainly intro videos and then the comp and people just coming in and saying hi. But we didn't see any conversations with people besides the one conversation where someone said, Netta is so good, or Jackie said Netta is so good, and also Cass.
Also Gary going, I want to work with you.
Yeah, who did he say that to? Who did he say that to?
Cindy.
Oh, Cindy. Okay, cool.
Yeah, your winner pick.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Things are looking up.
Maybe this is it. Yeah. Maybe it's Cindy.
Okay. Well, okay. So if not a winner pick, like who impressed you? That did anyone like, was anyone better than you expected them to be here? Because I feel go ahead.
Well, I thought Karen impressed me with the fact that she was so set on winning the HOH because she knew she needed it. I mean, she's kind of the odd one out and she knew she needed it and she made sure she won. And so I think that was pretty impressive. I was pretty impressed with her performance in that and the fact that she was willing to, you know, make deals and kind of say, I'm going to hang on to this thing till my knuckles bleed or whatever. So I was pretty impressed.
I felt like she came on a little strong with the whole like, and just like, I mean, she really let these people know that she's just not a potted plant. She's here to play. And I feel like that you don't want to advertise that, you know, let them think you're a potted plant for the first 4 weeks, you know, but now that she's HOH, I think she's going to make a move of some kind. People are going to know she's there to play and she could game herself out of the game. I feel like it's
not necessarily good that she became HOH, but the fact that she became safe because of it, I feel like she maybe should have given HOH to someone else, but I think she
needed
to get the safety because otherwise she's an easy target. People are going to go straight for her because they're going to say she's the older lady, you know, and maybe they'll even use the excuse like, oh, she should go back to her kids like they were doing on Big Brother US, where they kept using her kids as an excuse for people to go home.
So
I feel like she needed.
Really quickly, it's happened on reality shows in the past. People say, you know, you should go back to your kids. It's so misogynistic. No one ever says it to a guy. They haven't said, oh, the guy should go, like Bruno should go back to his kids. They'll never effing say that to him. Okay. So I don't want to ever hear from any reality contestant again, oh, you should go back to your kids if you're the mom. Like, it's just bullshit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's like they're there for their kids to win money.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I do want to say, I'm not saying this will happen, but I'm pretty sure we got like pretty similar content from Paul Jackson that we did from Karen in the first episode of Big Brother Canada 2. So there's definitely a chance that Karen is.
Yeah.
Will Karen have to be the bad guy, dude?
Exactly. I can see that. That's the vibe I got from Karen. It was a little over the line for me. Her gumption. That's all the only word I can come up with.
Yeah, and I thought the Kale comparison was good, too. And, you know, it's interesting because Paul got in with a couple younger dudes there with Adele and Kyle Oops. And these guys. And then Kale had her Mrs. Robinson alliance with some of the younger guys.
So, well, you kind of have to when you're Karen the only other person.
Could we see Karen try to form something? Maybe when the feeds come on, I could see a situation where Karen's like got a not so secret alliance that maybe the whole house already knows about with like Dylan, Mark, and Dimitri. Can we see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I think that's plausible.
Yeah. Kind of guys.
Okay. Here's a question from Samuel Lloyd. Did you guys notice Netta whisper to Aika? Yeah, that's who it was. That she's so glad we're here. Can they work together? I would love it. So, what were you guys? I mean, I don't really remember. Like, did they? What were the terms they left on in Big Brother Canada 2? And I mean, as far as they know, they're good, right?
Yeah, they're good. In fact, they're great, as far as I know. The thing that a lot of people forget is that when Aika was shedding the letters, she said, you know, I only have two votes. I have Adele and Netta. Like Netta would have voted to keep Aika if the votes were there. And then, you know, because they were watching her on live TV, Netta quickly covered for herself and said, no, I don't know what she's talking about. I'm not going to vote for her to stay. But I think her heart was with Aika there, and she would have voted to keep her. So I feel like they're great.
Yeah, I mean, as far as we know, things are good. There were rumors that they maybe had some sort of schism, but judging by the look on Aika's face when Netta walked in the door, I think that they're probably pretty good because she looked very happy.
Yes, she
and,
did.
She looked very unhappy at a lot of the other people. So I think they're probably going to be working together. That would not surprise me in the least.
Yeah. So Kirsten McInnes has a question, and I'm actually a little confused about this myself. She's saying, why make Karen the HOH? Why not both yourself safe and choose a third person to get blood on their right. hands? So was that an option? Was that
yes.
if you
yeah.
you could have
yeah.
picked it up, and so it didn't have to be someone from your team?
Well, it yeah. was so confusing. I didn't even know they could pick someone from their own team. Like I thought whoever
yeah,
won
right.
I thought whoever won the competition had to choose, like they're those two people are safe, but then they have to give it to somebody else. I thought that's what it was.
Yeah, I had it right, and then I got confused, and then now I had it right originally. Okay.
Because
right.
exactly. now can't Karen not compete in the next HOH when she could have been safe and then compete next week, right?
Correct. That's me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, she cannot compete in the next HOH. Yeah,
this
she
is a little bit like that. What did they call it when Amazing Race invaded the roadblock or whatever? Is that what it was? No, that was the roadkill. That was the other thing.
But yeah, I mean,
fast forward. It's a bit. It's like the fast forward. Like you got a week there. Yeah, take the safety.
Yeah, right? And then she can compete next week. Why wouldn't yeah. she do that?
Yeah, regardless of how she turns out as a player, this is a mistake, like hands down.
It's a mistake.
You should yeah. not take this HOH when you have guaranteed safety instead. And you can give it to somebody else. You can probably make somebody else's day. Like, who wants it? Do you want it?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Here you go.
Get some
I'm
currency
willing to
there.
Give it to you.
Yes, exactly. This shows to me that maybe Karen doesn't have what it takes because it was an emotional decision. You could see it. Yeah. She was like, I'm gonna win this. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Whoa, girl, hold, you know, tone it down just a little bit.
Nobody's taking me down.
Right? Exactly. That's how it was. And she could have totally, like, if she would have given it to Aika or Netta, like she would have been just set. And now she's yeah. the HOH. She's going to put people up and she ain't safe next week and she can't compete next week.
I mean, to be fair, sometimes it's good to be the HOH because then
that's
people
true.
Come to you with deals.
Yes, that's
so
true.
Maybe she figured that if she was in power, people would come to her and make deals. Whereas if she was just merely safe, she might not have that opportunity to make those deals. So
that's a good point. And we have talked many times on the show about how many, like in modern day Big Brother, how good it is oftentimes to win the first HOH mm-hmm. because you get to set the table for how the alliances break down. Like whatever alliance forms during that first week, you're a part of it. And
yeah.
so maybe it isn't such a bad call, well, but I probably would have taken the other option.
Yeah, but that's why like giving it to somebody, they're probably going to include you in some way, and you're not going to be left out
yeah.
in the same way that you might if you were just competing and lost.
In fairness to her, you know, she had to make a quick decision. I didn't even really think about it for the first half hour, and then I'm like, oh yeah, she probably should have given it away. So, you know, it took the four of us together a half hour to work it out. I can't imagine Karen could work it out in 2 minutes competing on Big Brother and fighting for her life. You know, maybe she felt like she was fighting for her life the entire time. And she kind of wanted to just stick it to everybody and say, ha, I won, you know,
yeah.
take that. Yeah,
it definitely came off like she had something to prove, right?
Yes.
Like she feels like she needed to prove herself and prove herself to be a strong competitor. And I feel like that's going to follow through with her nominations.
Taryn, mm-hmm. do you think this points to her putting up two veterans right away more than anything? Or
I mean, it absolutely could, because I think she's going to be bold with what she does. And if bold means I'm going to go straight for the big guns, or if it means I'm going to go for the physically intimidating people, I think it's going to be something that is, you know, not just, here's somebody that doesn't fit in, let's just get rid of
them. I'm worried about Kevin. I really am worried about Kevin, because I feel like that's the kind of person that she would put up. She's not going to nominate Gary. She seems to really like Gary when he came in. She's like, I knew that's this season wouldn't be complete without Gary being on the show. So, oh gosh. And Kevin can't win the twist. So, you know, girl, get that veto. That's what she needs to do.
I think this is probably the most danger Kevin will be in. I think this is a bad spot for, could potentially be a bad spot for him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even have Netta in the house because she's in the hospital hospital to like help him out.
Right. And, you know, it'd be easy to say, go ahead and, you know, the future twist, let's go ahead and make sure that we give safety to the veteran we think is going to be in trouble, but it's not going to even count until after an eviction. So this is,
I think, frustrating there. As far as Kevin goes, I think the real question that we need to answer is, what is Kevin's relationship like with Cindy? I know Taryn made a point that Karen's not going to listen to Cindy necessarily, but I do think that Cindy will have some credibility with Karen. And so what is the relationship between Cindy and Kevin? You know, is there something there where Cindy feels like she can work with this guy? Remember, he was famously the guy who overheard her conversation, ultimately led to her eviction the first time around in Big Brother Canada 3. So I don't know. I'd like to think it's fine. You know, generally you go with the devil you know, but I do think there's a possibility that, Cindy might not go to bat for him.
Yeah, you'd think that she's hard pressed for allies and that she might turn to Kevin as somebody, I know you, I know that, you know, we have the funny bathroom connection.
Right.
Like, I'm not good with these other people, but I know you, so maybe we can do something here.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's definitely I think if Karen does sort of set her sights on him, that's probably his best hope to get out of it.
Nice. Yeah. Do you guys have other stuff you want to touch on, or should we get out of here for tonight?
Well, here's the what you were talking about with, like, Kevin wouldn't even be safe if we saved him. Like, the thing that I don't understand about this twist is, like, the big crazy downside to this whole returning player thing was, like, I was going to tweet earlier today, like, how terrible would it be if tomorrow night Netta is out of the game and we never even see her on the feeds and that's just it and she's done. Like, that would be so terrible. And
that'd
then
be horrible.
Like, the one bright side to this twist is, like, okay, we'd be able to save them. But no, not from that outcome.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I said they dropped the ball.
The one terrible thing it could save us from, it doesn't save us from. And it's just
I do wonder if they're underestimating the backlash that might come if people don't get the first week of feeds and then it turns out the first person out is someone people really wanted to see on feeds.
Let's just hope and pray that Karen goes... Karen goes to one of those douchey guys, and that'll make everybody happy.
Maybe Dimitri peed in the hot tub or something like that.
Hopefully. Yeah, you never underestimate
it. Hope.
I'm telling you what, the first week, shit like that matters. It really does. Like, anything can set people off. Anything can, you know, say, I want to get you out of the house. You're impossible to live with. I can't stand your snoring. You know, you didn't wash your hands before you ate. Anything can happen during the first week when alliances aren't set and everything is fluid. So it could really be anyone.
I feel like if Netta comes out
and we don't even get to see her on the feeds, like, there's no way that they'll just let her go. Like, I think that there's no way they won't try and bring her back, like, as some sort of returnee thing or something.
That's not a riot. We're not putting that in the universe. She is not going to be the first person evicted tomorrow night.
No, she will not.
For the record, I'm in Ontario.
I think that if Netta gets this, if she's sent to the future, I think her win equity goes way up. I think she definitely can overcome the stigma that's attached to it. I think that it
gets her past
one of the tougher blocks of time for her in the house. Will it be the same? No, it won't be as fun probably, but I think she may even take, like, the top spot if she gets this future safety.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the people are talking about, well, this could be, you know, a detriment to her game. Like, bitch, please. Like, this is Netta we're talking about. Everyone knows she should have won Big Brother Canada 2. She's got an amazing strategic game. She's got the credibility. Like, if she gets to the, if she's up for a jury vote, she's taking it. I don't care who's against her. just lock it down. So no universe is this going to be, you know, Portia with the golden key getting to the end of Big Brother or Big Brother 13 and Jeff on the jury saying, well, you didn't do much for the first 4 weeks. You kind of went to sleep there. You know, I don't see that happening.
A paste tan.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, oh, I want to say something really quickly before we go sign off. Somebody in the Rob Has a Podcast patron group, and if you aren't a patron, you should be, because you can get in the patron group and listen to stuff like this on the inside. Someone went to the taping, and when they announced the prizes, apparently they didn't get any reaction from the house guests whatsoever, because it's the same damn prize they've been offering for the past 4 seasons. So they had to tape it again. And that's why you saw the amazing reactions that you did from the house guests. Like Arissa said, we're going to announce the grand prize. And there's Dre going, woo, like that. Like you can't even send anything yet. So
Arissa, we're going to need to do that again. We need a little more excitement about the Toyota 86.
Right.
The Toyota.
God, I'm sorry. I have nothing in my ear.
Sponsors.
No programming in your ear. Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's great. That's
crazy.
Well, Big Brother Canada 5 is officially kicked off. Do we know when feeds start, by the way, officially? Do we know when feeds go up, or is it just kind of ambiguous at this point?
I think it's assumed it goes. They go up after tomorrow night's episode.
Tomorrow night's eviction.
Live eviction episode, which is, what time, 9?
I don't know. Well, I'm not on the podcast, and I know Melissa isn't either. You guys are on the podcast with a guest tomorrow, right? Can you announce that guest?
Yeah, so tomorrow, Taryn and I, and I think JB? Yeah, okay, so yeah. I think it's tomorrow at 9, the episode. I'm not positive about that. I could be wrong. But after the episode, 15 minutes after the episode, 15 to 20 minutes after the episode, let's see. We're going to be going live with Mitch Moffitt, Big Brother Canada 4. Taryn's favorite house guest. Maybe. I don't know. It's hyperbole. He likes Dan Giesling, too, quite a bit. But, so we're going to be going live with Mitch. We'll talk about the eviction. We'll talk about what we learn from kind of the first week as it plays out in an episode, which usually kind of moves pretty quickly. But then we'll have some feeds to talk about. And we'll be live next week at various points. You guys are going to be on, I believe, Monday with Rob, right?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, I thought you guys were on
Rob on Monday.
Okay, could be. All right. Well, anyways, Rob will be doing Big Brother Canada 5 coverage on Mondays. We'll have shows every Wednesday and Thursday with Jordan. Yeah. And also don't miss Survivor coverage. If you've been, if you haven't been watching Survivor, I don't know what you're doing. This is a great season. And Rob has some great guests lined up. So Survivor Know-It-Alls episode tonight. Tomorrow morning, Rob is podcasting with Johnny Fairplay. And then Nicole on the voicemails. So it's going to be a fun week of Survivor. Yes, Taryn?
A couple quick corrections. The show, the episode is at 8 p.m. tomorrow Eastern.
Beautiful.
And the feeds are going to start, they said, Friday. So people are assuming maybe midnight on Thursday night.
Not as beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that is 8 p.m. Eastern. Yes?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, the episode, the live eviction episode, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You said for feeds. Survivor voicemails, that's Nicole Delma that's doing the voicemails? Yes?
Yeah, you got it. That's the one. Yep.
All right.
Okay. All right. So I think that covers it. Follow Brent on Twitter. He is at One Lucky Gay. Melissa is at It's Melissa with 3 A's. Right? And Taryn is at Armstrong Taryn. And I am at Alex Kidwell. So for the live feed correspondence for Jordan and his posse.
Yes.
Thanks for watching. Take care. Till next time. Bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.